Good morning, everybody, and I apologize for not being there in person, but I'm here to celebrate the life of one of my two best friends in the world, Grady Alderman, my left tackle. The other great friend of mine and best friend, and also Grady's best friend, Mick Tinglehoff, our center. If you're a quarterback and your linemen aren't your best friends, then you're a stupid quarterback. And I never was a stupid quarterback. I want to say good morning to sweet Nancy and Rob and Christy and all the grandchildren. And I want to talk about my friend Grady Alderman. It was July of 1961. The Vikings had never had a team before. We were the first team. And the way we got our team was that the other teams in the league could freeze 34 of their top players, and then we would get to pick three of the bottom six. And so the bottom six were young guys like Grady, or their people that were over the hill. And Grady had played his rookie year with the Detroit Lions, and he was on the expansion list, and he was the very first Viking ever. And so we met in Bemidji, Minnesota, in the middle of nowhere. I had driven from Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't know where Minnesota was, much less where Bemidji was. Grady got there from Detroit, and we were there at the Bemidji State campus, starting the life of the Minnesota Vikings. And Grady had the honor. And it was the honor for the Vikings, too, that he was the actual first player picked. He was before the draft. He was the first player picked. He was the first captain. He was a starting left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings and for me for 16 years or so, maybe 17 years. He was an incredible football player. Now, when I say that, some of you knew him after football. Most of you, maybe all of you, knew him after football. But he was, by trade, an accountant, and he practiced accounting. How could an accountant be an offensive lineman, and maybe the most important position on the offensive line is the left tackle position, which he was? Because the left tackle protects the blind side of the quarterback, and that quarterback happened to be me. We were great friends the first time that he said hello. We played football together. We traveled together. Our families were together. We spent every Thanksgiving together. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful family relationship. Grady was a leader. He was a player. He probably was the best offensive lineman of those early years when I was at Minnesota. He played against people that were bigger and stronger and faster than he, but he never lost. He always protected me and any quarterback that played with him, and thank God it was me mostly. My lineman also had a unique experience because I was a scrambler. I ran the ball a lot. And when I was running and I would gain some yards and someone would tackle me, I would lateral off into the ball to one of my offensive linemen who were trying to keep up with me. Grady Alderman was my most valuable lineman pass catcher. He caught more of my laterals than anybody else. Grady used to say, Tarkenton, you know, you don't have to worry. He's going to run back and forth. And I never chased after him when he ran because I knew he'd be back and I'd make a block when he got back. We loved our time on the field. We liked practice, but we liked our time off the field. And when we played football and went to training camp, we ate breakfast together, lunch together, dinner together, played cards together, and told lies together. It was a bond like no other bond. And it was a great time for all of us. Grady was not only a great player and a great leader with our team, he stayed healthy. I don't know if he ever missed a game. I don't remember him ever getting injured in all that time. After he finished with the Vikings playing, he worked for the organization there. But then I might tell you something you don't know. I got to meet a guy when I was still playing named Edgar Kaiser. And Edgar Kaiser was the grandson or the son of Henry Kaiser, the Kaiser Automobile, the steel companies. And Edgar was a very wealthy man. He lived then in Canada, but he bought the Denver Broncos. And through a mutual friend, when he bought them, he came to see me and said, who should be, I need a general manager and I need a head coach. And I need your recommendation. And I said, the general manager is a no-brainer. It's Grady Alderman. And I gave him Grady's background as a player. And he was a practicing accountant. He was a business guy. He knew football inside and out. And he is about as trustworthy as any human being could ever be. So Edgar hired Grady as the general manager. And then he wanted to know who should be the coach. Well, he asked me. I had to give him an answer. And I said the coach should be Dan Reeves. Dan Reeves was a player for the Dallas Cowboys. And he became a player coach under Tom Landry for the Cowboys and was well suited to be there. So he followed my recommendation, thankfully, and he hired Grady to be general manager, and he hired Dan Reeves to be the head coach. And not many people know that, but Grady served in that position maybe 3, 4, or 5 years. Grady had a uniqueness about him that was so genuine. I never knew him to tell me an untruth. I could depend on him in any situation, and so could everybody else. He set the standard for goodness. He had a wonderful family. I would assume the 6 grandchildren are there, and kids are there, and Nancy's there, and he had a great marriage and a great love for Nancy, a great love for his kids and his grandkids, and we got to visit with some of the people when he would come to Atlanta to visit Christy and her family, and he did so. Maybe the last time was a couple of years ago at Christmas time. He loved his church. All the times that before he joined the church that you people are in there in Denver, he was a Catholic boy, and he went to Mass often, maybe every Saturday, I don't know, maybe every Sunday, but he was always, he had a great Christian value system and a great believer. And the good news about this today, Grady knows and I know and Nancy knows where he is. And that's a great comfort. We also traveled together as our families and we had more fun. I was talking to Phyllis Tinglehoff, the wife of Mick Tinglehoff, this morning, and the Ottomans and the Tinglehoffs and the Tarkenans traveled all over the country. And we traveled and we laughed more than anybody could possibly laugh. We'd play golf, and none of us were very good golfers. But we, as 3 families, spent so much time together over the years, and that great respect and love for each other never stopped. I could sit here and get very melancholy. In fact, I've broken down in tears a couple of times this morning, and I refuse to do that today because this is a celebration of my best friend, Grady Alderman, who I loved so much. Yes, a man can love a man. I would have done anything for Grady, and he'd have done anything for me. It was a bond that was unique. And I am so grateful that I had the chance to live my life with Grady Alderman beside me. I do not relish the fact that I could not live the rest of my life with him. I wish that could be the case, but it's not, of course. But I know where he is and where he's gone, and I just hope this. Grady, if you're listening, buddy, say good things about me. I know I did some things that weren't really good, Grady, but be sure, put in a good word for me, because someday I look forward to the day that I can join up with you. God bless all of you that are there today, and God bless the family of Grady and Nancy and the grandkids and Christy and Rob and all you good people who have honored him today by being here at the service. And Nancy, I hope to see you in a couple of weeks or a month or so when I come out to Colorado, because I want to come out and see you and the family and be able to visit Grady one more time. Thank you so much.